Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, the final hour of the program on this Trash Talking Tuesday. And that's coming up in about 40 minutes, a chance for you to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We'll give you 30, 40 minutes. We will not interrupt you. We'll let you have your piece, let you have your say. But it is Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We will, Bill, do it live for your radio enjoyment. And Mr. Martin Weiss, we talked about Aaron Rodgers, we talked about Kyrie Irving and the All-Star ballot, and let's now talk about both of these guys together.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie. And I've seen people try to say like, oh, well, Kyrie was demonized and Aaron Rodgers wasn't. I just don't believe. I think Aaron Rodgers got a brunt of it from people. People trying to make it like he got kid gloves compared to Kyrie, I don't agree.
Yeah, no, I see both of them catching all types of hell right now. Both of them are catching all types of hell.
Exactly.
Actually, and honestly, I don't know what financial realization outside of the game checks that he's missing from missing Brooklyn home games. I don't know what the financial implication for Kyrie has been. Whereas Aaron Rodgers has lost sponsors already. I don't think Kyrie's lost any sponsors from his stance on vaccines.
What sponsors other than Nike, I think, right? Is it?
But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen
the reports
of Kyrie losing this sponsor, losing that sponsor. Where have you seen with Aaron Rodgers?
No, absolutely. And that's the point. Like, people are making it out nothing happened to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you saw the commercial load for State Farm drop dramatically, right? I mean, they endorsed him saying, hey, we're going to stick with him. But they did make a change in the ads. I think that was pretty clear. And I guess they'll wait to see what kind of, you know, pushback they get from customers and see if people are canceling policies or calling up or complaining or whatever. But let's talk about it in this this vein, Martin. The biggest difference between the two, to me, is the lying part. That's why I give Kyrie more credit just for keeping it real. Whether you agree with his stance or not, that's up to him. And I got to be honest. I just, people can decide to do what they want. What you can't do, Martin, is you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater, right? People always say, what happened to my freedom of speech? Well, this country built off freedom. I can say whatever I want. No, you can't.
And
no, you can't.
And why is that, Rob? Why can't you yell fire in a crowded movie theater?
Because you're going to put other people in harm. There's a stampede.
Ding, ding, ding.
And three kids get trampled to death because there was no fire. Okay? Do some homework and all the people researching vaccines, do the research. Freedom of speech is about speaking out against the government and not having the police or the army or the FBI come to your house and arrest you because you spoke out against the president or about a political party. Everybody else has consequences. And that's the difference between these two for me. Is that Kyrie didn't lie and make up some story or whatever. He said he wanted to do it. He said he wasn't against it, but he just didn't feel like he wanted to do it. Aaron Rodgers lied, whatever word you want to use, misled people, stretched the truth, whatever you want. Aaron Rodgers lied. He was asked point blank whether he was vaccinated. And he didn't just say, no, I'm not, and I'm not going to be vaccinated, but I'll take all the protocols and follow all the rules by the NFL. Martin, would the story have been over at that point?
Rob, there's significant evidence that proves that it would have been, especially when you look at the way that Aaron Rodgers has been playing so far this year. And also, too, there's evidence that like Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have even, for lack of a better term, been shamed for missing the game had he said he was unvaccinated and had caught COVID. Now, sure, there would have been a few people who would have had a vocal, that's what you get, type of attitude towards it. But I think at this point in time, for better or for worse, we've adopted this idea of vaccination being your personal choice, right? It's just the idea that your personal choice doesn't exempt you from the things that the other regulations that you may have to go under. It could be your personal choice to drink alcohol, but you can't do other things after drinking alcohol, like drive
a car
exactly.
Drunk.
If you are caught, there's going to be some consequences for that action, right? Like freedom of speech is particularly for the government, right? So like people like you and me or anybody can speak out against the president of the United States or whoever we want to in elected office and not fear repercussion of jail time or death or something, you know, some of the other crazy things are that feel like crazy in the United States because it's super illegal, right? But it's just the way of life in other places. That is none of what this is. Like, that is none of what this is. He just lied. And instead of lying, he just continued to, instead of coming clean at any point in time, because apparently it was a well-known secret in NFL circles that Aaron Rodgers was not vaccinated. You see a bunch of people coming out after the fact saying, I had heard it, but I couldn't really report it. All right, whatever. That's weird. But just in general, what Kyrie did was Kyrie said he took a stance. Whether you agree with his stance or not, he took a stance and stood on his square. And he said, whatever comes my way, I'm not going to stand off of my square. Aaron Rodgers did not have the bravery, in my opinion, to stand on his square. Like, have the courage of your conviction. If you don't want to get this shot, you want to have a conversation about it, then tell us why you're not. Like, tell us in the moment why you're not getting it. Tell us right then and there why you're not getting and how it's not going to affect your life because you're not getting and how we're going to see you do everything we saw you do through the first 9 weeks of the season without the COVID vaccine, right? I mean, do you want an argument? Would that not be the best argument possible? Would that not be the best argument possible to realize his position? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, and the reason why it doesn't make any sense to me is because Aaron Rodgers was scared of blowback, and he stood up on Pat McAfee all day and night and talk about he didn't read this. He didn't see that. He didn't hear that press clipping. Well, I know Shailene Woodley, his fiance, sure saw people talking about him today, because I see you can't miss those posts, right? You want some? Kyrie really seems at peace with this, whereas Aaron Rodgers just got caught.
Right, and he got caught, and when you get caught, you kind of like start to squirm around, and that's why he came back with the, I misled people. He had to own it. Just own it. He could have owned it the first time, Martin, the first appearance on McAfee's show. Just own it. No, I didn't want to make a big deal. I don't want to say I lied about it, and I wasn't vaccinated. It came back to bite me. People can buy into that. And here's the other thing. I just like to throw this out for people, just so that you can get a sense of where people are. Fox News, Martin, has quietly implemented its own version of the vaccine mandate, right, for its employees.
Sure.
But on the air, what are they talking about? This is what I'm trying to tell you, is that people are saying one thing, doing other things, and then in this story, Aaron Rodgers is saying one thing and doing another. I mean, it's all over the place, and people can say they want to do what's right for them, which they have a right to do. I'll never tread on that. But you can't lie to other people. The same rights you're talking about, Martin, that people want, the other people who you work with want the same rights, don't they?
I mean,
I want to be in an environment where I'm going to feel safe to go to work.
It's like with anything, like any type of situation that you have, like especially things that are regulated. You know, the first one that popped to my head is guns, right? Depending on where you are in the country, your right to own a firearm is completely different. However, depending on where you are in the country, the laws governing those firearms are going to be completely different. You're not, just because you have a gun in Texas don't mean you can bring it to California, right? Just because you have a gun in California don't mean you can bring it to Washington State.
Can I give you the best one?
What's
Plaxico
that?
Burress had a gun registered in Florida. Was it registered in New York, Martin?
No.
What happened to him?
I mean,
he went to jail.
That's what happens, especially in New York State with the laws.
He went to jail for like 2 years. His gun was registered in Florida, though.
And see, it's just things like that. Like, it's, you have rules for a reason, and depending on why, like whether you want to challenge the rule, and that's the way that Aaron Rodgers presented himself, right, in that moment. Like if like Plaxico wanted to challenge the gun laws in New York, the time is not right after you've got yourself and got caught with a gun.
Right.
That's not the time. The time is not to challenge the NFL's COVID policies. It's on August 26th when they ask you if you're vaccinated. Not on November whatever, when you come down with COVID and we all realize, wait a second, Aaron Rodgers should only have to take two negative tests because he's been running around with no mask all the time. He's been doing this and doing that. He's clearly vaccinated, right? Oh, turns out we got to wait 10 days because he's unvaccinated. He's been breaking every rule visibly. I mean, who knows what they were doing inside closed doors? Well, the NFL conducted their investigation and fined him like, what, $300,000? So that's a real, that's significant. But it's just so disingenuous to me, the idea, especially like quoting Martin Luther King and all this and that. Like Kyrie says he wants to be a voice for the voiceless. Okay, cool. I get it, because you actually went out there and said something. Like, do I agree that these people are voiceless? Not necessarily. Do I agree that Kyrie's the best voice for him? Not necessarily. But at least he's walking what he was talking.
Right.
Like Aaron Rodgers,
and everybody knows where he stands, and there's no miscommunication or question about it, and he didn't do it, and he decided to he'll miss the season, and the Nets will roll on. People have to understand that things move on with or without. I know everybody believes that like things won't go on. Everything goes on. It's kind of humbling, Martin, when you realize a lot of great people have come and gone through a lot of these companies and businesses and TV shows and radio shows. Guess what? They still keep rolling. That's just how it is. Doesn't matter. All right, Aaron Rodgers is set to return to the field on Sunday. And he could have.
Hold on. He might. He's scheduled eligibly return on Saturday. So we assuming that he can, but he still got to. I listened to his thing. He still got to be able to show his body can go.
Yeah.
He just had COVID.
But he could play, and he could have some reinforcements coming with him. We'll get into that next. That's the thing we really want to talk about. It is The Odd Couple with Martin Weiss and Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Get ready. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And feel your best with M-Drive. Want to lose weight like I do? Try M-Drive Lean Protein Powder backed by real scientists with help that will help you lose weight. That's right. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. Martin, we're talking about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and as we're moving forward. And now word is that Odell Beckham Jr. is interested in joining the Pack. Not Seattle, right? That was the news breaking, news flash coming out yesterday that Seattle was number one once he passes waivers, that he would play with Seattle. And now the talk is Green Bay. What do you think of OBJ going to the Packers? It would be so un-Packer-like that most people don't believe it'll happen because it's not usually, Martin, what they do, what their organization does. At one point a couple of years ago, I remember, every player on their roster except for one, Martin, was drafted by the Packers.
Right.
Can you? Every player except for one. That mind-boggling, am I right? Isn't that mind-boggling?
It's pretty incredible. First of all, speaks to like their general manager and just like the front office, and then also speaks to, again, like lack of a diversification in those types of ideas, right? Because you probably aren't getting any. If you're keeping everybody that you drafted, you probably don't have the best options at every position, right? Like, you probably could have made some moves and made some trades and improved somewhere along the line instead of having like your seventh or fourth round pick playing an F spot.
No, I agree. It was very weird, but somehow they kept winning the division, so I guess, you know what I mean? People couldn't tell them anything.
Right.
So what do you think of Odell Beckham and the Packers? Are you there on that?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It would be a match made in Madden heaven, right? You get Aaron Rodgers, provided that he's the same Aaron Rodgers that we've all known for the majority of his career, and you have a reason to believe he should relatively be fine after this, relatively speaking, after passing through COVID. But as long as Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers that we all, for the first 9 weeks of the year, I mean, Davante Adams on one side, Odell on the other. And then, I mean, that's tough to stop. I mean, you're right. It may not be the Green Bay play, quote unquote, but like, if you want to placate Aaron Rodgers and make him happy, which it seems as if, the Green Bay Packers. I would love to know the inside information behind the Green Bay and how, Rodgers' contract situation played into how they were, quote unquote, governing him through the offseason and COVID and so on and so forth, but. Feels like Aaron Rodgers has a pretty wide leash in Green Bay. I think we can safely say that. If you want to keep him happy, this seems like the type of thing that could work. And you got to – OBJ has to go somewhere, in my opinion, with a quarterback who's more established. Because you're going to have these stupid narratives like maybe the quarterback is better without Odell Beckham on the field, which is just illogical, right? Like,
I just think if that's the case – it tells you the quarterback's no good. If you can't utilize a guy's talent. When Tom Brady got Randy Moss, he didn't go, well, I don't know what to do. He wants the ball all the time. What did Tom Brady do? He threw him the ball. What is there to argue about, right, or try to figure out?
Right,
when I hear that, I don't get that.
If you're a chef and I take you to the Great Value, or I take you to the Whole Foods or whatever, I take you to the dollar store or the most expensive grocery store out there, you should be able to make something happen from anywhere. But if you're in the most expensive store, you should really be able to make something shake, right? You should be able to find everything you need. If you have a receiver like Odell Beckham, you should be able to make it work, right? You have all the ingredients that you possibly – you got a great running game. But then you go and look at the rest of the wide receivers and the blowback in Cleveland, what you heard. I think Odell's going to be – impactful for the rest of this season. Because nobody stood up for Baker. Nobody stood up for Baker. Nobody was like, oh, no, Odell is doing this. This is Baker. You had one unnamed source call him a malcontent, right? I think that a lot of that has
Baker
to do with
Baker and them. It didn't work out there. I didn't think it was. If you remember all the analysts, they had the Browns going to the Super Bowl when they got OBJ. Oh, my God. What are they going to do there? So I didn't buy into all that. But they came out after OBJ was released and played a hell of a football game. And last year without him, they won 11 games and they won a playoff game. I'm not saying it's a shame they couldn't utilize him, but I don't think it's the end of the world for the Browns not having him.
And I've talked to a couple guys who like are calling defenses in the league, and I'm asking them, I was like, yo, is Odell – am I not seeing it? Is Odell still a threat? And absolutely. Every one of them to a T said, I would love him on my team. I'd hate to scheme against him. Because he was a big part of the reason why Cleveland was able to run the ball so well, because you had to put somebody over the top just for the threat of what Odell could bring. And if you looked at that Everybody Hurts video, you saw he was open a lot. Now, a lot of that had to do something. There was reports whether he was freelancing too much. Rob, the most damning thing about that video is Baker Mayfield can't get paid now. There's no way that you can get paid after watching that, because there's no doubt. Because the problem wasn't Odell being wide open. That was one problem. The also problem was what Baker was doing on the other end of those plays. Right? You got Odell open 25 yards on the field. Baker's rolling out and running for 3 yards.
The thing is, you can't be on a team where you're sabotaging your quarterback and putting stuff out, whether he did it or not, or he was involved, or his family. That doesn't work in team sport. That's a bad look for Odell. And whether he was involved in it or not, I just think the Browns did the only thing they could do, which was move on from him.
And they had to.
When you're not playing and you're not productive, you shouldn't be a distraction.
But I got to say this. I have to say this, because Odell Beckham, they always say he's such a distraction. And like, since the boat with the Timbs and Trey Songz in Miami before going up to Green Bay to play in the playoff game in New York, apparently, Odell Beckham had requested multiple trades from the organization. We didn't hear about any of that. That wasn't leaked out. He goes straight to the GM and says, I want to be traded.
He hasn't been productive for 4 years.
But hold on a second, okay? So he hasn't been productive, so then you either release him because he makes too much money, or you trade him because he makes too much money. But then when Odell comes out and says that, you know, the Everybody Hurts video and all, that's the first time since Freddie Kitchens has been gone that you've heard anything negative from Odell or from Odell's people about this. I feel like Odell handled this as professionally as athletes do in 2021. He didn't go out there and dog it like a James Harden or not go play like some of the other guys in the NBA.
I just think if you have numbers or you're playing, I mean, he was hurt most of the time he was in Cleveland. It just never really worked. But I just can't. Last year, you're going to ignore what happened last year? I mean, Baker and that team without him played really well and they won some big games. You got to give him some credit. You can't act like they didn't do anything because Odell wasn't there. I mean, they moved mountains last year. It was actually amazing what they were able to do.
My contention is that the fact that Odell was not there is not the reason why the Browns just started ripping off wins.
That.
But that's the implication that people are making. Got hurt, the Browns got better, illogical to me.
I'm not saying that. I think that they should have been able to use his talent.
I agree.
You can't act like nothing happened last year like they suffered because he wasn't around. Like, they didn't suffer. They actually excelled and played well.
So did they suffer because he was there early in the year? I don't understand the argument.
No. All I'm saying is, but you can't discount what Baker did is what I'm trying to say by saying it's all Baker's fault, because they did win games last year. Baker did throw 4 touchdowns against some pretty damn good teams and defenses. That's all I'm saying. Don't act like he didn't do anything and he missed Odell every time and he never threw to him because he was open, but he didn't throw to anybody else. Like, he was making plays. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. I think it matters the quality of the players you're making. Like I said on that video, you see Odell open 15 yards down the field, and Baker Mayfield's checking it down two, 3 yards to Nick Chubb or running the ball, for, like running out of the pocket, rolling out to
did
the right for 2 or 3 yards.
Did they win last year?
I mean, sure, Rob, it worked. Okay, it worked. They won a playoff game. Congratulations, Cleveland. Your prayers are answered. Oh, Baker Mayfield, he's your guy. All right. No, it worked, right? They won four games.
Like
they beat the Steelers
Odell
in the playoffs. No, Rob
Come
Parker,
on,
the Browns, they just got it all figured out without Odell Beckham. As soon as Odell leaves, you know, one playoff win in 45 freaking years, that's the answer. All right, I got it. I'm just making sure.
No, that ain't it. It's just like, don't act like nothing happened there. That's my point. And just like they won on Sunday, they didn't roll up into a ball and go into a corner and cry their eyes out.
But they won because Odell wasn't there, right? That's why they won.
No, that's not my point. My point is that they still played with them or without them. That's the nature of football. You just keep playing no matter who's there. It doesn't matter. You got to keep playing. Derrick Henry didn't play. He's out for the season. What did the Tennessee Titans do? Oh, well, we can't win. Our best player's gone. No, they kicked the Rams' ass. That's what they did. Did I say that?
Okay, yeah, they did. And so the Browns, when they had their best offensive player, the argument doesn't make any sense to me. The people say the Browns win when Odell's not there and then say, oh, okay, well, it has nothing to do with Odell not being there. Which one is it? Like, is it Uchiwali? Is it one Mike? I don't get it.
Okay, you just have to sleep on it, okay? All right. Trolling or rolling is next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trash Talking Tuesday. You guys get ready, because in about 10 minutes, it'll be your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for Trolling or Rolling.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in
there. It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it is Trolling or Rolling, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Normally, Martin Weiss hosts this segment, but he's in the big chair today.
I'm rolling with that.
So I'm pinch hitting.
They see me rolling.
If this is your first time here in the segment, if the guys like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
If they don't like it, you get the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's pretty straightforward, and it's eerily similar to at least three other segments that we do on this show.
What?
We're very
what
unique.
Are you saying?
We're very unique.
Is that foul of fame?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
It's got a cherry on top.
That is a foul.
It's kind of like Parker's power rankings and Nick Wright's tears on FS1. It's kind of the same thing.
But Number one.
We do a little bit, switch it up a little bit. So let's
get. What are you doing? You have now trade secrets? What are you trying to do?
The herd hierarchy. All right, let's get started. Story number one, guys. The big trending story on Monday night took place in the NBA. The Nuggets and the Heat. The Nuggets were blowing them out, and Markieff Morris decided to hit Nikola Jokic with a little forearm shiver into the chest. Jokic didn't like it too much, and he went and body checked Morris in the back, sent him flying to the ground, started a little bit of a squabble. The rest is history. Well, after the game, Heat coach Eric Spoelstra was asked about the play, and he said, this is what he said, quote, "That was a very dangerous play and dirty play by Nikola Jokic. Keith just took a foul. It was one of those fast break take fouls. He did it with his shoulder." So, Martin Weiss, trolling or rolling Eric Spoelstra calling this a one-sided incident?
I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. First of all,
this is why take fouls have to go away, because of this type of tomfoolery. But like, the idea that Markieff Morris was just initiating your standard take foul is absurd. Jokic was wrong to run and spear that man in the back. However, I think you should hit a man when he's looking at you. However, I can't say that this was a one-sided incident.
I'm trolling it as well.
Hey.
Eric Spoelstra should get some glasses or something. What is he talking about? One cheap shot deserves another. That's what happens, right? a guy does something to you, you're going to retaliate. You're not going to be pushed around like a, I don't even want to say the word, I don't think you can say it anymore, but you're not going to be pushed around like a rag doll and like you could just, somebody can do whatever they want to you. So I don't know what Spoelstra's talking about.
I did like the studio gangster Heat, who when this happened on the floor, just stood around right next to Jokic. And then after the game, they're all in the locker room trying to get bad. Like, come on.
Right. You ain't doing nothing. That's typical, though.
Real quick.
You know those NBA fights anyway. They're not real.
I'm rolling with the Jokic brothers on Twitter, though.
Oh, those guys are crazy. I like that.
You know what? I don't know. If I was security, I might have had to put them in handcuffs just as a caution. I'm just saying.
I did not feel safe around these
guys. Am I right? I'm just saying. I'm looking at them like, these guys are trouble.
All right, here we go. Story number two. According to The Athletic, the Celtics have engaged the 76ers in trade talks for disgruntled superstar Ben Simmons. Now, trade talks haven't really gained any traction, but the premise of the idea would be Jaylen Brown heading to Philly and Ben Simmons heading to Boston, Rob Parker. Trolling or rolling that the Boston Celtics would be better off with Simmons than Jaylen Brown?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I'm going to be honest. I just want no part of Ben Simmons if I'm an NBA GM and I have to stake my reputation and career on it. A, he didn't play well for the Sixers and never acknowledged that or try to improve on that. And B, he showed up and was insubordinate and I know he's trying to force his way to somewhere, but handle it in a professional way. This could have all been handled professionally, got him what he wanted, gotten Philadelphia to equal, their trade value, but I just don't like the way he's operated and the way he's played.
I'm trolling it. The Celtics, need to make a move. I don't mind moving Brown, but if you're going to move Jaylen Brown, you can't move him for Ben Simmons at this point. Jaylen Brown's a better player.
That was a very fast answer, Martin Weiss. You must know the clock.
Yeah,
all right, last one. Trolling and rolling on a couple Fox Sports Radio. This one just came down. As you guys saw, the college football playoff rankings are out. The big shocker, at least in my eyes, Martin Weiss and Rob Parker's Michigan Wolverines coming in at number 6, just behind the Cincinnati Bearcats. Martin, this is very simple. Trolling or rolling that a one-loss Michigan team would be a better candidate for the playoff than an undefeated Bearcats?
I'm trolling it because Michigan is by no chance in hell is going to end the season with only one loss. There's no chance. This is irrelevant. I guarantee you they will finish outside of the top 10 in football playoff rankings.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
I just, the Michigan thing, who have they beaten, really? Every big game they lose, I don't know, give Cincinnati a chance. Michigan's won one mythical national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, stop it with the Michigan already.
And that's trolling and rolling.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks, Rob G. Disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. Trash Talk is next. It's the Odd Couple with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For the last time, you in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Putting a bow on this bad boy. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And yes, it is that time. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
Hey, Martin, didn't we do something like this at WXYZ in Detroit when we were doing the 10 p.m. sportscast?
Something similar.
I am shocked.
What?
I thought this was an all-original show once it got to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we did Trash Talk. Yeah, I know. It was called Trash Talking Twitter on Channel 7.
You know, Rob G., you just know all of these have been product tested very well.
I also heard they had a Tyshirt Tower trivia back in Detroit, too. It was just coincidental. I
found a tie shirt.
Yes. All right, are we ready? Here we go. Let's do it. Rob G, you on the mic? You listening?
I hear you.
All right, let's go. All right, we're going to get started with Dave. David in Nashville. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, David?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm trashing Marcellus Wiley and all the anchors on ESPN who keep hating on my Titans. We done brought AP back from the dead. We got big Jeff Berry and quarterback. The Super Bowl is coming through Tannehill. Tighten up.
I'm not mad at you, David. You know, everybody ripping them, and all they keep doing is beating good teams. I was down on the Titans when they lost to the Jets, too, but my goodness, they are rolling right now. What about Matthew in Winnipeg, Manitoba? I think that's right, Winnipeg. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Matthew?
Still the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay, I'm sorry if Vladdy won his little Hank Aaron Award. Look at our roster. Two MVP finalists, Simeon and Vladdy. We knew they weren't going to win it, obviously, because of Vladdy's little failure at the end of the season. But whatever. Okay, let me paint a little scenario for you. We are one game out. Let's say the 0-20 doesn't happen. They win one game. Okay, we beat an evil Empire team in the wild card round. Boston or New York, I don't care what you say. We would have beat them in one game. Sorry. We know the Rays were fakes, okay? So we would have run through them, period. They were scary in the regular season. No, not in the regular, not in the actual postseason. Then we would have redeemed ourselves, beat the cheating Astros.
All right, Matthew, your phone, my man. I'm about I wish to say. I just couldn't do
I'm
it.
I'm trash talking that connection. I appreciate the international call, though.
Yes. Is MCI still in business? Is that what that was on, Martin, MCI? I'm just trying to... Do you know what MCI is?
Yeah, I think they went out of business when I was in like the fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, right around Enron, right?
Yes.
Around the same time
MCI.
Period.
Nate in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Nate?
Hey, Rob. I'm trashing the refs, and I'm trashing this guy named Rob Parker.
Hey. Uh-oh.
The anniversary of the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series and getting over the hump of beating the Dodgers. But I wanted to say I am trashing the refs. You don't mess with Nikola Jokic. That man grew up in a war zone. You can't be punking him like that. I don't care if his back was turned. Nikola Jokic, you don't punk that man.
I'll say this. Hey, you know what? Jokic was born in a war zone, but the Morris twins are from Philly. I'm not saying that. I just say both of those guys, all three of them, are pretty tough, even though Marcus had nothing to do with this. So I should say Markieff Morris and Nikola Jokic are both tough.
What did Marcus have to do with this?
Because they're both some tough SOBs, all right? Just Markieff was the one that was messing around yesterday. That's all.
Right. And they, I guess they took it on Twitter, right? Did they go on? They went on social media.
Well, what happened is Markieff Morris tweeted, wait until my brother's back was turned, and then Rob, and they moved that only. Happened
so
in 2021.
So wait a minute, we got breaking news. Jokic suspended
for one game. Yep, I saw that. What ended up happening was, and Markieff got a $50,000 fine for this flagrant too, but the Jokic brothers ended up creating a Twitter account simply to respond to Marcus Morris, which is one of the favorite things that happened to me in 2020 and 2021 when you see people who are actually starting a Twitter account to address the online smoke. That's how you know they're serious because they went through all that to make the account. They just had the account tweeting all willy-nilly. You can't trust it.
All right, let's go to Mace in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Rich Kotite, a.k.a. Rich Uptight. The former head coach of the New York Jets from 1995 to 1996, who went 4 wins and 28 losses in 2 years with the Jets. This was the worst stretch in Jets history. Way to torture those fans, Rich. You're such a bad coach that if your house were on fire, the team mascot, Fireman Ed, wouldn't even attempt to put out the fire. You were the 90s version of that other terrible head coach, Hugh Jackson. Fortunately, ever since your last game in 1996, you've never coached another game in the NFL. You did yourself and the rest of the league a favor. Here's some advice. As soon as that pendejo, Bill Belichick, retires from coaching the Patriots, you need to take that job and bring your losing ways to that cheating organization and bury them to the ground. You owe that to all the Jet fans that you put through misery during your long two disastrous years as head coach. And to top it off, in order to show disgruntled Jets fans how sorry you are, you must perform an egregious task because you need to be punished for your 2 years of ineptitude, which in your case, you need to perform a full body massage, then subsequently perform a Brazilian wax job on Roseanne Barr.
My wow. God. My God. Rich Kotite. Who remembers him? I covered him. I was in New York during that time. Rich Kotite. T. terrible coach with the Jets. Can we squeeze in Joseph in Indiana? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing? Make it fast.
I'm trashing Anthony Davis or APK Street Corner, the third Charles Barkley coach. Listen here, 80, you should have never packed your bags and went to L.A. because that was the biggest mistake of your career because you're playing with the LeBron James. You should have been able to go to Boston and win a title there.
I'll say this for Joseph's point. The Lakers will be a whole lot better right now if they're playing through Anthony Davis, but that doesn't seem to be the best option that they have.
No, the team doesn't fit, Martin. I'm sorry.
I mean, it fits square pegs, round holes.
Yes, it's not good. Hey, Martin, thanks a lot for filling in for Chris. We appreciate you awful lot tomorrow. Don't forget, we'll be back, The Odd Couple, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick around for more.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.